A ballot initiative in the state of Colorado could change the way that state awards its 9 electoral votes. Fred Brown is a veteran political observer and columnist in Denver. He joins us now from the studios of Colorado Public Radio. Welcome, Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
Amendment 36 to your state's constitution, what is that?
It's an effort to apportion the state's 9 electoral votes according to whatever the outcome is of the election. And in most cases, that would mean that the winner gets 5 electoral votes out of Colorado and the loser gets 4.
Most states have winner-take-all, of course.
Yes. There are only 2 exceptions currently. I think they're Maine and Nebraska, and there it is by congressional district. If a candidate wins in a congressional district, he or she gets that district's votes.
Now, this doesn't sound like that much going into it, glancing at it, but I have read this, that if Colorado had been distributed, if the votes had been distributed this way back in 2000, the president would be Al Gore. Is that right?
I think that's correct, given how close the election was. But the irony of this is that there's a lot of Democratic Party support for this. If, however, John Kerry were to win, he would essentially get only that 1 vote difference out of Colorado instead of 9 votes. If it's a close election again and somehow Kerry were to carry Colorado, he would only get that 1 vote advantage instead of 9 votes.
So the Democrats, let me just assume here, started out pushing it, and now they're not so sure?
I haven't heard the really avid backers back off of this, but certainly there's not much support for it. Both of our Senate candidates, Peter Coors and Ken Salazar, have opposed it. The major newspapers are against it. There's not a lot of support for it, but it does have kind of a populist appeal to it.
Your vote would count. That would be the populist appeal, right?
Yes.
The legality here is an issue, especially because it would be retroactive. Explain that for us a bit.
Well, if it were to pass, it would apply to the 2004 vote for president. And there is some confusion about whether that really can be done constitutionally. A lot of legal experts say it can't be done, and if it were to pass, there would be a challenge.
Right. Let me get this straight. When you go to the polls, Election Day in Colorado, you vote for Amendment 36 and for the rest of the slate, whoever else you're voting for, right?
Right. And whoever wins the presidential part of your vote would get the majority, or if assuming that candidate gets the majority of Colorado votes, would get the majority of the Electoral College votes,
right.
5. Presumably, unless it were such a large margin that he would get 6-3, or if a third-party candidate, say Ralph Nader, makes a huge push at the end and manages to snag a share of that proportion. It's a very long amendment with a lot of arithmetic in it, and that may be a turnoff for a lot of people.
Your feeling is it's not going to pass that amendment?
That's my feeling, yes.
Fred Brown, political columnist for the Denver Post, talking with us from Colorado Public Radio. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
You're welcome, Noah.